Dear friends, my message today is the unpacking of the last gift, the gift of Jesus, of course. You know, there's a lot of fun. We actually in our home this morning experienced this. There's nothing that gives you more joy than seeing a child try to figure out what the big gift is. By big gift, I mean that gift that's going to last a long time. That's going to meet every desire of the heart that's deep down inside. Is it the small gift way in the corner with purple wrapping? No. Is it the heavy one that you can barely lift? Maybe. Or is it the one that you're just not thinking about that surprises you, that's the big one? All of the gifts that we receive bring happiness. Happiness is an interesting thing. Happiness is an emotion that is kind of surface level. It's there, but then it goes away. See, the big gift gives something different than happiness. The big gift brings joy. Joy is the opposite of happiness in a sense. Joy is deep down, and joy lasts a long time. Big gift. We do it as adults. We open up the gifts of Christmas socks, that tie. But boy, we're calculating and wanting that big gift to come our way so that we can feel full of a bunch of joy. One observation this morning as we think about gifts is that throughout the history of man, there's been a lot of confusion about what the main gift is. What is that big gift? And there have been a lot of people throughout history that have really goofed it up. The gift that they thought was the main gift, they've really goofed up, and they haven't recognized it. And the gift that was really ordinary, they've elevated to a position that's very high, and in the end, it leads to tragedy. Now let me explain that for a second. Think about this man, Jay Gould. Maybe you've heard about him, but he was an entrepreneur, a millionaire in the 19th century in America. He thought the big gift in life was money. And so he spent his entire life trying to get more and more money, making trades on the stock exchange, jumping into the railroad business as the railroad expanded out west. He did all sorts of things to get more and more money, and certainly on the surface level, he was brought a lot of happiness, and there was that emotion of elation throughout his life. But what we can say assuredly is that he didn't have joy. Because gold, as many people do today, holding up money at a very high level, gold later in life when he was dying opened up that package of money, realized what he had opened up, and he said this right before he died. He said this, I am the most miserable person on this earth. That's a quote. Yikes. Yikes. That's when you feel really bad. You think you've opened up a great gift, and it's really not all that great. Well, it's also happened with other people that have done amazing things. Here's another one that I heard that thought that the gift that he held on to was amazing, but then later in life he realized it really wasn't all that great. Alexander the Great, he conquered lands and brought Greek culture throughout the world. At age 25, he had conquered more than anyone else. In fact, it's thought that Alexander's Great, his empire, stretched from northern Africa all the way to Asia, a great expanse. And no doubt those gifts of land and nations brought happiness, a moment of elation, no doubt. 20 cities are named after this man, after all. Generals today still study Alexander the Great and his tactics. Alexander the Great is admired by many. But you see, the same thing happened in his life. Towards the end of his life, he gathered to open up his gift and really see what he had. And what is said about Alexander the Great is that he went into his tent and cried and said this, "There are no more nations and land to conquer." Didn't really feel so good. He realized the gift wasn't all that great that he had held on to. What we want is we want that big gift that brings us joy. I remember one Christmas in my household growing up. I think I was somewhere around second grade. And there I was measuring and looking for the big kahuna, the big gift, weighing, picking up the gifts, checking to see how awesome they might be. Where's that one that I really want that was on the top of my list? And so I started out opening up gifts. The first thing that I got were, Christmas socks, not so great. Went around the circle, and in my family growing up, we shared. We're trying to teach that to our girls. We did it this morning, trying to share. Went around to my sister. In the 1990s, she opened up a CD player. That was really cool. That was a big gift for her. Came back around my way. I opened my gift. It was pencils and erasers. Not all that great. All right, well, I got to wait for the big gift. So we went around again. My other sister opened up her gift. It was a coat that was elegant, that was just what she had wanted, the big gift. And this went on until we got to the very end, and I never got my big gift. The last gift that I opened up were gloves. My goodness, come on. Gloves, pencils, Christmas socks. It's got to get better than this. And then in the very corner of the house, out came the big gift, the bike that I had always wanted. And you see, that was what I wanted. That was the deep thing that a second grader wanted at the moment. But then I said something very, very silly to my folks that has stuck with me, how they responded. I said this, well, why did I have to open up all those other gifts, the pencils and the erasers? And my parents said this. They said, well, we had to have something for you to open up to get you going and mixed in with the family until the big gift finally came. Think about that quote. We have gifts that we open up to just keep us going so that we get the big gift down the road. That's God. And that's what God has done for us in Christmas. All the gifts that we get in this life, they're not bad. They're actually really good, and they're beneficial. In fact, at the heart of the Christmas story is the gift of the Magi to the baby Jesus and the Holy Family. And the gifts that we receive, land, money, they're not bad things. They're really good. Horses, even socks, erasers, they're good gifts. The problem comes in when we hold up those gifts that are just supposed to keep us busy for the big one, when we hold them up and think that they're the main thing. That's when tragedy sets in. That's when we get disappointed like Alexander the Great and Jay Gould. Christmas is not about happiness. It's a deeper thing. In fact, I can't even describe it. It's so beautiful and deep within us. Christmas is joy. It's unexplainable. It's our greatest desires and longing. It's the gift of Jesus. It brings joy. And if you map out the Gospels and Jesus' life and take a closer look at the words that are used to describe Jesus, there's one word that pops out in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end of his life. And here it is, joy. Christianity is a religion of joy. We heard it last night when the angels announced it to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of joy," which will be for all people. Jesus was then born. And then Jesus lived his life, and he wasn't a rule monger so much. Jesus was about bringing joy to people in their lives. The downtrodden, those who were repentant and who had messed up, those who were cast aside by the Pharisees and Sadducees, Jesus came to restore joy in people's lives. And then the last day of his life on earth, in a conversation with his disciples, Jesus said these words, "I came so that your joy may remain with you. I've said these things so the joy may remain with you and so that your joy may be full." The gift of Jesus is not just traditions, as awesome as they are. church even, or the customs that we hold on to in Christmas. See, the gift of Jesus is joy itself. It's restored. I want to share one more thing with you tonight, or today, this morning. At the end of Christmas Eve last night, there was someone that was here that is not here this morning, who has not experienced a lot of joy over the last couple months. And this person came up to me and said, you know what, this is the first year I have not bought Christmas presents for anyone else because I'm so full of the things that are going on in my life. And they said this, it's been the best Christmas ever because tonight I actually got to hear about the true gift, Jesus. He had discovered joy. Great gifts that are given to us take a lot of time and a lot of thought. They're thought through and then they're delivered. You think about how long it takes for you to give a gift to your wife or your spouse, your husband. It takes a while to give a good gift. The gift of Jesus was thought out for a long time by God. Prophets came to talk about it. The road was paved for Joseph to get to Bethlehem, as we talked last night. Lots of thought to bring Jesus the gift for you this morning. Know this, big difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is surface level and goes away. Joy is deep and lasts forever. Open up that last gift, it's for you. It's joy, it lasts forever. Amen.